This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 10th of November. I'm Susanna Streeter. U.S. prosecutors have laid out criminal charges against three men accused of running a sprawling computer hacking and fraud scheme that included a huge attack against the bank J.P. Morgan Chase and generated hundreds of millions of dollars of illegal profit. They're accused of stealing financial records of more than 83 million customers, the largest theft of customer data from a U.S. financial institution. Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading in New Jersey told me Wall Street was rattled by the revelations.
It tells you how deep, it's more than just one person. Obviously, there's a bit of an organization here. And, I mean, it certainly scares people when it comes to security of their, obviously, bank accounts and brokerage accounts, but it was deep. And I think, I mean, this one was interesting because it took the level of a pump-and-dump typical stock scheme, but then it extended it out with some hacking of emails. So you're kind of putting two bads together, which is definitely very concerning. It does make you feel nervous about the security of not only, you know, stocks themselves and how they're moving, but the information that's moving stocks. And, you know, nowadays you can hack a Twitter account and send out a tweet from an influential person and you get a move a stock. So, yeah, there's lots of, you know, it's a new, like I said, you know, over the last 5 to 10 years, things have changed dramatically, and it's a matter of now surveillance and regulators keeping up.
There's also a lot of nervousness already around, isn't there, about the state of the global economy and in particular what's happening in China, because we had some more numbers out today indicating that the slowdown is continuing.
Yeah, the inflation numbers, you know, that are coming out of the Chinese government, I think some people are still suspect of the actual how they calculate them, but they came out at 1.3% for the increase in October versus a 1.6% in September. And now, normally in the old days, we would say that's wonderful, inflation's under control. But you know, nowadays, people are looking for more growth. They need to substantiate the, you know, the stock prices that are out there with growth numbers. And when you see a slowing of the growth in China, well, then you can extrapolate that to slowing of the growth around the globe, and that's certainly what gets investors nervous. And, you know, right now, it's still in the U.S. I don't think we're feeling that as opposed, because we're looking at, you know, a potential rate increase next month. But, you know, right now, growth concerns are certainly back on the table.
And that was Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey. Let me give you some of the latest numbers from the markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.2% at 17,758.